Peace be with you. Who'd have believed just a few months ago we'd be in this current situation? We're seeing and hearing about some amazing acts of kindness and care for our neighbours, thoughtful acts of giving to those in need, and incredible self-sacrifice from NHS workers. With complete upheaval to many of our daily lives, there have been some positives for the environment and more time to pause and relish God's creation. We've found new ways of being church, reaching out wider, touching the lives of those who may have become isolated previously, but now reconnected as we've all found ourselves in isolation and efforts made to stay connected. We've seen the best of human nature shining through, God's Spirit powerfully at work in our hearts, supporting one another through suffering, fear, and loneliness with love. But when this situation has passed, when we no longer can see all this happening around us, it will be our stories, our experiences shared, that will linger on. What we take away from this experience will impact on our behaviour afterwards. Will we return to old ways, or can some positive initiatives be made that will impact on our future lives and affect future generations? We are the witnesses of our time. The history books will record the cause, the event, the effect, and the consequences. Our stories as believers will share God powerfully at work in people's lives during this time. Jesus tells Thomas, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet come to believe." If believing is not reliant on seeing, then where does the conviction of belief come from? Witnesses. Stories of experiences shared, retold, and written down. Jesus created witnesses, a group of disciples and followers that lived through his ministry. Their lives had been dramatically flipped around in the last few days with the death of their best friend and teacher, and they too were in isolation. But afterwards, what did those early Christians say and write to record their witness? John writes about the resurrected Jesus standing among the disciples and showing them the mark of the nails in his hands and his pierced side. Very much alive, very much present, and very much the Messiah fulfilling the prophecies. Luke writes in Acts about Peter's speech to the gathered crowds on the day of Pentecost. God raised him up, having freed him from death, because it was impossible for him to be held in its power, and of that all of us are witnesses. Peter, in his letters to the early Christians, writes a statement of belief. By his great mercy, God has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He explains that hope, an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. And he writes about how this makes us feel. In this you rejoice, even if now for a little while you have had to suffer various trials. What an impact their witness of salvation and living hope had. Believers baptized, transformation of lives, a church spreading out across nations with a message that connected with people's lives, with action loving one another and caring for each other in suffering, looking out for each other in community, and in everything, praise and glory and honour to Jesus Christ. This belief has been passed down with each new generation, discovering for themselves, living out what it means to have faith in our time. Our belief in Jesus as Saviour of the world is founded on the truths and words of those Easter witnesses. As believers of a risen Lord, we are witnesses of our time, seeing God at work in our situation, rejoicing even in this time of trial. Knowing God with us is lasting. Eternal life is offered to all, and living hope available to all through the name of Jesus, Messiah, Son of God, forevermore. Amen.